Last week, we considered Naomi's return to Bethlehem and the support she received from the community that placed her on the path to recovery. This week, we will consider Ruth's commitment to Naomi as expressed in her declaration of Ruth 1, 16 and 17. Ruth, responding to Naomi's request that she severed their tie and returned to their own people, responded with what has become the rallying cry of people who have come to value loving, caring, and enduring relationship. In chapter 1, 16 and verse 17, Ruth declared, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part you and me." Ruth, through marriage, had experienced aspects of Jewish life and culture through her husband Marlon and her in-laws. What she experienced had positively impacted her, hence her forceful commitment to her mother-in-law until death. The issue is that when she made that commitment, it was being made to someone she knew and had built a relationship. What would life be like once she crossed the border and entered Bethlehem? What would life be for her, a stranger in Bethlehem? Would the people treat her the same way that her husband and her in-laws did? What kind of attitude would the people display towards her as a stranger? Was her declaration premature? Like Naomi, Ruth came to Bethlehem broken and empty-handed as a result of the death of her husband. She was empty and vulnerable emotionally, financially, economically, and spiritually. Having come to Bethlehem, her new home, her greatest need were for acceptance, affirmation, and integration into the community. Would the people of Bethlehem extend to her the compassion, care, and friendship necessary to take her on the path of recovery and restoration? What kind of people would she find? She had already declared, "Your people shall be my people," long before she would find the answers to her many questions. The text of chapter 2 introduces us to the amazing providence of God as he directs Ruth to the plantation of Boaz, a wealthy member of the community. Boaz proved to be a worthy model of the embodiment of the Bethlehemites' attitude and spirit, which God used to bring about effective restoration in the lives of broken and empty people. Boaz and his community of managers and employees embraced Ruth, welcoming and accepting and affirming her through their principled relationship. Ruth's prayers were answered, her dreams realized. As in Boaz and his fellow Bethlehemites, she found the people she had hoped and prayed for. What kind of people did she encounter in Bethlehem? The texts indicate that they were a generous people. They gave of themselves and their possessions, half their time to make her welcome. They gave her extra respect, favor, honor, and grain to satisfy her physical needs. They accepted her as a stranger unconditionally and endowed her with compassion, courtesy, and compliments. The second thing that we find about these people who Ruth encountered in Bethlehem was that they were a godly people. Boaz and his community members were guided in their relationship by the time-honored godly principles laid down in the scripture. In Leviticus, God, in reminding the Israelites of their former experience in Egypt, taught them that they should receive and care for strangers as they themselves were strangers in the land of Egypt. The borders of their fields, their plantations, were to be left unreaped so that strangers who had no land, who had no family, would be able to access food to sustain themselves. Boaz and members of his community maintained that principle and even went further than that by allowing Ruth to gather behind the harvesters. How generous a people they were. Once a stranger came among them, Boaz and his community took full responsibility for her. They did not pass the buck. No matter how challenging, no matter how demanding the responsibility to the stranger is, we are called upon as the people of God to take full responsibility for their care, ensuring their recovery and restoration. They also affirmed her dignity and self-worth by allowing her to work. They did not cause her to feel embarrassed coming only for a handout. They allowed her to contribute to the community by working. They accepted and valued her contribution to the development of the community. Ruth's restoration was effected by the people of Bethlehem, who accepted, affirmed, and integrated her into the community. They understood themselves to have been the people of God who were blessed to be a blessing. They were generous in their blessing of the stranger, and this transformed her life from emptiness to fullness, providing her with work to satisfy her financial needs, with family to satisfy her emotional and relational needs, with love and acceptance and friendship to satisfy her spiritual and psychosocial needs. Through godly people, the community, with the enabling power of God, was able to heal and restore Ruth and Naomi, and left them as a model to those who have been healed. Empty, broken, and bitter people who have experienced adversities in life can be healed by the loving, caring, gracious, generous, and godly people that God has placed in the community. This week, as we encounter strangers, I pray that the model displayed by Boaz and his community members in being generous, in being kind, in being considerate, in being caring and courteous to strangers will be extended to all those that we come in contact with this week. I pray that every opportunity that we get to be the instrument of God's healing and restoration will be extended to the strangers. May God bless you as you interact with your stranger this week. Amen.